And for years, I would say last 4 or 5 years, I've been pounding on deposits and the need for the bank to have deposits in order to lend to support the communities we lend in. And, you know, we've got the opposite case now, largely due to Melissa's efforts. With some help from the PPP programs, a lot of money. We doled out a lot of money locally to a lot of area businesses that have, you know, kept it in the bank. Generally, the funds were dispersed to the borrower to a CNB account, and that's happening with most of the banks throughout the country. We have excess deposits. We have lots and lots of money to lend. The quandary is, what does the future hold, and how do you assess risk when you have so many unknowns going forward? Fortunately, looking at our portfolio and talking to the other lenders within the bank, at least in Jackson, our communities thrived throughout this. Almost everyone I've talked to has had a record year or is having a record year. That's not across the board, but it's more the norm than not.
But there must be a lot of bills due.
Boy, a lot of money rolling in. You can't keep a house on the shelves. You can't keep a boat or a car. Try to find a car or boat. Boat loans in particular. I was reading in the paper this morning that is the highest increase in any category of consumer lending are boat loans. And, you know, I hear Thayer Marine on the radio saying they're having a record year, and I think that's across the board. Used car dealers that I have in the fold cannot find inventory. Once they do, it's sold. Golf courses are packed everywhere.
Keep a truck.
Furniture's flying off the shelves. Remodelers are going crazy.
Life is good.
I have to say it is one of the best years that I remember as far as business performance goes. It has spiked.
Man, we got to do this show more often.
I would say so. I am a prudent skeptic, so I'm a skeptic of everything.
You are a skeptic.
Everything anyone says, and I observe my own world and comment on that. And this is what I've seen. It's been great across the board. And there is a lot of panic going into this. When there was no one in the streets and no stores open, I went, flew out to a couple of places this spring, and the airports were completely empty, and it was extremely scary. And no one knew how this was going to play out, but I would say the PPP program has kept a lot of our businesses afloat. The SBA has come out with several relief programs, and our value as a community bank has really, really came to the forefront with a lot of our area businesses. I've got some quotes I want to read that apply to our bank directly. It's from a national banking magazine. These are all national president, CEO, bankers. None of our bankers I've talked to regret participating in PPP, but were worn out from borrowers asking when their loans will be forgiven. And that is what the buzz of the day is what is the process? There is the application is out. But
isn't that the elephant in the room?
That is the elephant in the room.
Okay.
So there's a lot of campaigning going on to have a blanket forgiveness for all loans under $150,000 and more scrutiny put on to the ones over $1 million. But that's very slow to be approved by the Senate or the Congress. Another quote, what a Marriott hotel can do for you is perhaps more sophisticated than a 10-room family inn can do for you, but you're much more anonymous at the Marriott. Another one, bottom line is, I needed you and I got no response. I'm voting with my dollars at this point. This is an attorney telling a branch manager at a big bank he switched to a small one that gave his law firm a PPP loan. And we've gained so many customers through this PPP loan. It's almost like the recession of 2009, 10, 11. We flourished because we know the community, we know who we're dealing with, and we bank on people. Another quote. We call it the gift that keeps on giving in this market, and that's what we got to call it. We have a lot of area businesses referring everyone they deal with that, hey, County National, help me out. I couldn't get help anywhere else. And we've gained a tremendous amount of high quality customers through this. And so I know Melissa and I have been out gathering deposits and meeting with new loan customers and make sure we try to capture as much of their business up front as possible. Mm-hmm. So.
And we really had a good team in place to, I mean, nobody could have predicted how this was all going to turn out. But we had a good team in place. We had different bank employees that attended seminars regularly to figure out how County National could be on the forefront of offering the PPP loans. So, and then our lenders taking in just request after request after request, and our credit staff. So we did a really good job pulling together during that time. I mean, it was not only were you dealing with the scary stuff outside of banking, but trying to figure out how to best serve our customers and, you know, get them the funding they needed to pay their employees. So it was, I mean, we look at how awesome it is to bring in the business from that. But really, if you dig down deep, it's look at what we were able to help with our customers to keep their doors open. So, and that's a big thing. And I was going to ask you, when you were talking about how great everything is going with boat loans and car loans and housing and everything like that, do you think it's just a Jackson bubble, or do you think that it's primarily for Michigan, or do you think it's nationwide that we're having this?
The figures nationwide seem to indicate that it's a nationwide thing. You know, you pump $3 trillion into the economy, and it worries a lot of people because there's a lot of money out there. Whenever you have so much money out there, it causes inflation. Now, the Fed has just moved off their inflation mandate, and they're not going to be basing their decisions so much on inflation as they have been, more on job creation. But before this pandemic, we had more jobs than we had people available. Mm-hmm. And so it's getting back to where we were before this pandemic, which you know, I remember speaking at this time last year of how could it get any better? Mm-hmm. And it was really a roaring economy, and I think it's roaring right back.
Yep. So I was doing a little bit of research before the show, and I was looking up the Fed rate. And today's Fed rate is 0.25, and a year ago today it was 2.25. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the fact that County National you know, has able to still continue to thrive and to gain business and do all this with a decreased Fed rate, I think says a lot about how we strategize in all of this.
Well, the Fed came out and signaled that they are not likely to raise rates until at least 2023, which is a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. For investors. For the past decade, a safe U.S. Treasury bond yielded 2.4%. Now it's yielding 0.7%. And so for investors that depend on the safest return on your money, you're not going to get any return. And that's the challenge with these low interest rates, is to how do you generate the interest income that you've lost, that you've traditionally had. And that's something that our wealth management department is well poised to advise you on. You're going to have to take a little more risk to get a little more rate. But lending is very, very brisk, and interest paid on accounts is just diminished greatly.
Yeah, it makes my job a little tougher. I can say that.
I bet it does. But when you tell your customers, hey, the bank has $100 million and this is our rate of return, you know, you just said it's 0.25%.
Yeah.
So we're not getting rich with our money either. We're incented to lend it out as quickly as we possibly can. And the Fed has also come out, the federal government have come out and revamping CRA lending rules. Mm-hmm. And CRA applies to banks. It was created in the early 70s to prevent redlining, discrimination, that kind of behavior that banks were falling into. And we have our public CRA statement on file. Anyone wishes to examine what our community involvement is, we're very proud of it. And so that's another thing that's coming down the pike to try to incent more lending. And so a lot of changes going on. But I would be remiss if I did not mention mortgage rates being 30 years at 3%. I know our mortgage department has been busy all year long. I ran into Ron Ellison yesterday. He's the busiest he's ever been, and that's quite a statement because I've been in that title company when every single crevice of that place was used for closings before. So it's been a great local economy, and I know you've got a plethora of rates and of in front of you. You know, what are you seeing rates do? I've seen them stagnant for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I thought would be good to talk about, I mean, rates are a constant topic, whether it's loan rates or deposit rates, especially right now. And when a customer comes to the bank and, you know, they want to apply for a mortgage, you know, they're coming in with the information that they're hearing from different media sources. Oh, you know, mortgage rates are at an all-time low. Well, why are mortgage rates lower than, say, if they were to come in and need a loan for a tractor?
Or a commercial loan.
Or a commercial loan.
I'd need to explain that a lot. As why do I buy a rental property at 5% when I can get a personal mortgage at 3%? Well, your best rate is where the collateral being taken from you hurts the most. That would be the easiest way to say it. Snowmobile is going to be higher than a car. Car is going to be higher than a home, although delinquencies on mortgages exceeded consumer loans at one point in this year.
Yeah.
So used to be mortgages, home equities, you're going to get the lowest rate because that's where you have to sleep at night.
Right.
That's harsh to say, but whatever hurts the most is where you're going to get the lowest rate.
Yeah. And I've had customers ask too. So we do offer home equity loans at County National Bank, and home equity loans are essentially a line of credit against your house, right? Like a second mortgage against your house. And those rates are still even higher than a typical mortgage rate. And, you know, they want to know, well, how come my home equity loan can't be 2.65? But again, you're increasing the amount that you're borrowing off of your main collateral, and it's a line of credit.
And also the time horizon. Home equity line of credit bank is taking an interest rate risk with their depositors' money for 10 years. 30 years is unacceptable, and that's why we have Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae buying 30-year mortgages from banks. Used to be you'd have to get a variable rate or a balloon to have that kind of amortization. But home equity lines of credits are also variable in nature for that reason, is that it is our money. We do have to return our money, have a return on the equity. And it's 10 years. And so it's a variable rate, interest only. And if you pay only the interest, it'll catch up with you someday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're a good tool to have, though. I mean, to have there for your, if you need a roof repair or putting in a new driveway or something of that nature, it's wonderful to have, especially during that construction period. Let's say you're building a new garage, you only are, you know, it's only necessary to pay the interest only. But like Bill said, it's a good idea. We do end up doing locked rate home equity loans. Those are still a little bit higher, again, because of what Bill said of it being, you know, bank funding that we're lending out, and how we have to deal with that over a term of time.
In college, it's a good tool for college expenses, or just to have as a rainy day fund with all the changes in the federal student loan program. More and more calls are being fielded about student loans within the bank for that purpose, at least. And home equity line of credit is a ultra low interest rate, very good way to finance a lot of things, especially knowing what we said earlier about the Fed keeping interest rates low or where they're at until at least 2023. So
And we still do have competitive car rates, and I mean, I know you talked about boat loans. That has been a huge increase at CNB over the last couple of years. We have great partnerships with local marine dealerships here in the area, and it's been a great transition. And boat loans are also pretty low in rate. I mean, you're looking in the 3.9s or 4.25s for a boat. I mean, and we finance out to 15 years. So it's pretty lucrative.
I took advantage of it. Yeah. I got a boat loan earlier this year, and I love my boat, and it's enhanced my quality of life tremendously. So go out and look at a boat, but may not have much season left. But anytime you want a loan, a lot of people think you need to get the loan through the dealership or whomever you're dealing with buying it. You can come into the bank and deal with the bank direct. Take them a check, or if you're buying something from an individual, we do direct lending. We do indirect and direct. So we're running out of time, and the bank is growing so much. We got a lot of job openings we want to make sure we mention.
Yeah, absolutely. So even from what we had talked about last week with the job openings at CMB, we have even more. So County National is looking for branch managers for our Somerset office, as well as our Hillsdale location that is our main office currently. We're still looking for a commercial lender in the Jackson area. Bill and his commercial team are just, I mean, I've always heard you should never say the word busy, but I don't even know how to say it. You guys are just, you have so many requests coming in, you need some help. And it's good to have a good cycle of next generation, too. So.
Along with the loan officer, we need a good administrative assistant for the department here in Jackson.
No, good point. We're also looking for IT help desk, a mortgage underwriter, and a teller at our Jonesville location. So you can go on and apply for any of those positions through our website, that's cnbb.bank, and just go under About Us and Careers, and it'll take you right to the application.
Call Bill.
You can call me at 768-0056.
And Melissa.
782-5540.